This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
You're listening to WBEZ.
Right now, we need to speak with one voice that violence is never acceptable. It's never tolerable. Secondly, the election was over months ago. It's time to move on.
That's Democratic Illinois Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy from Schaumburg speaking to WBEZ from the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. It's been 1 year since the insurrection at the Capitol, and the country remains deeply divided. An NPR Ipsos poll shows just over one-third of voters believe the false claim that voter fraud helped President Joe Biden win in 2020. Congressman Krishnamoorthy joins us now to talk about what has and hasn't changed in the last year. Thanks for joining us today.
Sure thing, Melba. Thank you.
We just heard some of that audio of you from a year ago, and you told us that you were barricaded in Congressman Joaquin Castro's office that day. When you look back on January 6th a year ago, how do you reflect on it?
Well, January 6th will go down as a dark day for democracy, and you know, I have so many conflicting emotions about that day. On the one hand, it's such a painful day. You know, more than 2,000 people violently breached the Capitol, and in my particular case, I remember like it was, you know, an hour ago, I'm hearing the ear-splitting pounding of Capitol Police on my door trying to get me out of my office because they discovered a bomb 200 feet from my office window. I safely evacuated and sheltered in place with Congressman Castro, as you noted. On the other hand, I also am proud that, you know, we resumed the certification of the presidential election and continued until 3:42 a.m. in the morning. And, you know, in that sense, democracy prevailed that day.
And for you, it didn't even end on that day. When you were flying home from the Capitol, you sat next to who may have been an insurrectionist on that flight.
Yeah, that was startling. I got like a half an hour nap, and then I rushed to the airport to catch the very first flight back to Chicago. And I sit down, and the woman next to me, she's got a MAGA shirt on and she's scrolling through pictures of inside the Capitol. And then I look around and I'm surrounded by a lot of these folks. It just goes to show how, you know, I think that a lot of these people came from all walks of life. A lot of them were from Illinois, and they're still among us.
In fact, about 20 people have been charged for their participation that day in the insurrection who are from Illinois. And I want to talk to you about this NPR poll that I mentioned earlier, where about 64% of Americans agree that our democracy is in crisis and at a risk of failing. What do you think that says about the state of democracy in the U.S. right now?
I think it's fragile, Melba. I think, if anything, January 6th is a day when we remember the fragility of democracy and we have to act as citizen sentries or citizen soldiers to preserve our democracy.
We have about 10 months left before the elections this fall. What would you tell your constituents they can do to protect democracy in the U.S.?
Well, I think a couple things. One, I think that they need to demand that their officials pass important voting rights legislation that's foundational to our democracy. The second thing that they should do is they must ask their elected officials, for instance, about 2020, do you support the results of the election or do you subscribe to the lie? If you don't subscribe to the results of the election and instead you believe in the big lie, you don't deserve to be in office. Third, I think they've got to demand that their government be more functional, less partisan, that people engage in their dialogue with each other with less rancor, because we have to get things done.
That's Democratic Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy. He represents the 8th District of Illinois in Chicago suburbs. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Melba. Thank you for remembering that day.